Blog Talk Radio.
Environment can mean a better night's sleep. Hey y'all, and welcome to One Designer, Two Ideas, the Core Short and Preview Show. I am Pam, your host, and the resident redesigner here. Tonight's Decor Short focuses on our sleep environments. I call where we sleep at night our sleep environments because I realize that not everyone that lays themselves down at night does so in a traditional bedroom. Some of us, some of us sleep on a sofa couch in a living room or basement or on a rollaway pulled out right before we go to sleep or on a Murphy bed or even a pallet. Wherever it is, that space makes an investment in our tomorrow and gives us what we need or hopefully tries to give us what we need to take over the world, at least our part of it anyway. The show tonight is sponsored by Losi Linens. This is my linen design company where I design pillowcases, decor pillow covers, as well as throw blankets, bed runners, and many items not attempted yet by my Bernina sewing machine. It's funny that when I'm sewing, so many ideas and designs come. This is how the tuck and tie pillowcases came to mind. These are Losi Linens. Actually, these are my core products. They keep the pillow, i.e. the name tuck and tie, they keep the bed pillow and the pillowcase different closures that I saw and don't interfere with sleep. I cannot tell you what a help these pillowcases would have been when my kids were growing up. The motto is stop chasing your pillow at night with your tuck and tie pillowcase from Losi Linens. I came up with this. I was making a pillowcase for the shop, and I thought, you know, I have this test pillow that I always use, and the test pillow is actually here now, and I'm thinking, that looks right. So I decided to try putting ties on. One of my friends has pillowcases with buttons on them, and I thought, well, that's a neat thing to do, but I had not at that point figured out how to make buttonholes with my sewing machine. So I thought, well, let's try ties. And the ties really worked. So I made them the contrasting color of whatever the body of the pillowcase was, because the body and the bib in my creation is separate. And I put the bib on with the body. I attached the bib to the body. But I came up with these ties. I thought it was the neatest thing. And I was kind of, you know, I wasn't sure how my friends would feel about it. So I made a few and put them on my Facebook page and checked with my friends and said, what do you guys think? And, of course, many of my friends, they don't shy from telling me. You know, my friend Amy told me that I made some pillowcases, a pair of pillowcases, and one body was blue, one body was green, but the bib incorporated both colors. And when I put them on Facebook, I got some people saying they liked it. But my friend Amy, she did not like it. And so she said, I'm not sure that they will sell. And I have to tell you, Amy, they're still here. No one went out on the limb to have a different color body. But, you know, if somebody is going to appreciate that pillowcase. But that is what Losi Linens is. I designed these pillowcases and pillow covers and Chicago Bears rolls, and I've even made one for the Green Bay Packers, bite my tongue. I made one and for my friend Julie, and she loves it. She uses it. I go over her house all the time. She wraps up in it. She drinks coffee. So that's a really good thing. But that's what Losi Linens is. So we just wanted to say, you know, to tell you about that. It's sponsoring the show tonight because we are talking about a sleep environments. We're talking about being comfortable where we sleep, wherever that is. And we're talking about the benefits that the sleep environment has on our tomorrows. And so you can't, I don't think that you can actually talk about sleep environment without talking about what goes on it. So, yes, the pillows are on it. So, but everything is dependent on the basics of a sleeping environment, and we'll talk about those. So, I know that there are many reasons for not falling asleep at night, but I always hope that it doesn't have anything to do with the, you know, we certainly can't talk about the outside, you know, the outside issue, but we can actually curb them, see how they affect us so they do not affect our sleep. So, however, it is everything goes well, and that I'm going to give you some ideas, some thoughts to go to sleep at night and have a good sleep so that you can be fresh tomorrow. So here we go. Number one, the mattress or whatever the sleeping surface is, hopefully it's comfortable and you have a great bed. Number two, comfortable that you, all of this, wherever this is, that you have a comfortable and tranquil environment with a good airflow. Number three, that hopefully fine cotton and linen and combinations and the blend to much cooler and easier to sleep on. So I suggest that the linen be that, you know, be of that fabric. Of course, the blankets and the throws as well. And then that you wear comfortable and breathable sleepwear. You know, to be uncomfortable while you sleep can depend on what you wear. You don't want it so, whatever it is that you're wearing, so big that you have to, you know, wrap it around you to move or to, you know, but you don't want it so tight that you have to pull it down, pull it up, adjust it so that you can be comfortable to sleep. And number five is that you have a well-stocked table to the side of the bed that you have, and it's the same height as the bed. So if you're actually sleeping on the floor, maybe, you know, on a pallet, that you have a very low table where you can keep your water or your tissue or whatever you need to make your sleep comfortable. Also, we've got another list to go. These are other things that hopefully will help you get a good night's sleep. Make sure that the room's temperature is comfortable. No one will be happy in a space that is too hot or too cold. If the temperature is not in your control, make sure the coverings on the bed fit the temperature. So if you have no control and your landlord or another person controls the heat, make sure that you wear, you know, that you are comfortable and appropriately covered. Number 10, try and keep the noise level at a pitch that allows you to sleep and rest. I do not recommend wearing earplugs or headphones to bed. Now, I did that the other night, and I'm thinking that's not a good thing to do. Okay. Next, if you have to have fresh air circulating in the room, you can use a small fan, or if you're lucky enough to have a ceiling fan, you can keep that on low. Next is to adjust your mind to peace. Avoid conflict, yours, mine, before bedtime. This, your when you're about to go to sleep, that should be a no mess zone. So if you look down at your cell phone, someone has a lot of drama, maybe talk to them tomorrow is a good thing. You can answer the phone and say, you know, I am about to go to bed. Can I talk to you tomorrow? Hopefully that will work and that will keep you within your realm of the no mess zone, that you don't have to deal with someone else's drama before you sleep. Make sure you have enough time to get a good rest. Some people say that that hours is good. Some people actually do well with less. But the professionals, the people that are in the sleep industry, seem to think that 8 hours is good. And Mom used to say that all the time. And we talked about this, make sure that the clothing that you're sleeping in is comfortable and allows you to roll over and not get caught up in it or so tight that you cannot without adjusting. Remember, your sleep environment is your recharging station, like your charger for your cell phone. Do all you can to make sure your green light is on when you wake up in the morning. We'll be right back. Hello, all. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Thank you for tuning in to our show tonight. We are on air each Monday night at 7:30 p.m. and then again on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. We talk all things home, from its interior redesign to house cleaning tips to ways to maintain it. Through research, industry updates, and more, we try to give you the best information that we can. Our homes are our castles. Dorothy said it best when she said in The Wizard of Oz, "There is no place like home." I keep that in mind when I am charged with redesigning a space or offering tips on redesign. If you want to join us, feel free to do so. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, please visit our website. Three options of sponsorship are available. Also, if you'd like to advertise during the show, you can order that at the One Designer, Two Ideas website. You can also see the items, the decor items that we design, to add design to your homes. The inventory may be low right now, but will increase as time goes on. So please check back often. You can pay your sponsorship or purchase our items securely through PayPal by entering our store. That address is www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. That's www.onedesignertwoideas.weebly.com. weebly.com. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. Now, back to our show. Listen, guys, thank you for coming back with me. I hope that list wasn't really a long list, short, but I hope that that helps you sleep better and you get the sleep that you need so that you can conquer the world, or at least your part of it anyway. So I hope that that helped. If you are interested in receiving some of these tips, let me know on the Facebook page. I will get that out to you. I can mail it to you. You can send me an envelope already stamped with it. Send it to me, and I'll put that address also on the Two Ideas Facebook page as well. Well, every other Thursday, the Decor Short will cover ways to make our sleeping environments our friend. We will talk about how to redesign them, furnish them, the best way to arrange furniture, what furniture pieces are good to have in them, and more. The next Low-C Linens Decor Short is Thursday, January 21st, so please pencil us in. Well, our full-length show is Monday. We'll be focusing on a crowning moment in redesign. That means adding design to crown molding, chair rails, and wainscot. A visit to Lowe's will get the ball rolling. You know, I really do love Lowe's. I love it. Anyway, the show starts at 7:30 next Monday, and then we will be right back here next Thursday for another Decor Short and Preview show at the 10 o'clock hour. For more information on Low-C Linens, I will post it at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. And if you have a show or any One Designer Two Ideas show, please leave them at the Facebook page as well. That address is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Again, that is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Thank you for joining me tonight. This has been Pam of One Designer Two Ideas representing Low-C Linens this evening. Good night, all, and have a good day tomorrow.